Tahumata was the youngest child of Tuhaitara and Marukori. Tuhaitara was a high-born Naitahu princess. Marukori was Ngāti Māmā. The oldest child to those two was Tamarairoa. He is an ancestor of Tuahuriri, the Tuahiwi people. The second oldest child was Huirapa, and Huirapa gives his name to Hapu down at Arawhenua and Puketarake, and so on, right down to the 11th child being Tahumata. The story goes that Tuhaitara and Marukori had an argument and they separated. Marukori came back down south. He headed out to Papanui, or what is known as Papanui today in Christchurch. But because of the events surrounding the separation, Te Wa'initoa Tuhaitara sent her older son down to kill his father, Marukori, and Huirapa came with him. But somehow Marukori knew the two were coming, and he lay in wait for them and he killed them. And he built a huge pyre to burn the bodies on, and it was one layer upon another until it became a great layer of wood to make this pyre to burn the bodies of his two sons. And that's where the name Papanui came from. When the news got back to Tuhaitara, who was living up Wairoa way at the time, she sent down her youngest son, Tahumata, who came down, killed his father, burnt the body, and went back and killed his mother for having made him do that. Anyway, he was a great fighting chief of the Naitahu people, and so his name, although he, it is said, he never ever came down to the South Island, his name is given to the mountain here, the Flat Top Mountain. That's what we can see here. It actually goes back to a peak, and that is the actual upoku, or the head of Tahumata. His shoulders are down behind the pub, and his feet are down. And his feet is way down by the Matahapuka, Porinui Buddha's flat area. Yeah, so that's where his way are. So, that's that mountain out there.